I'm Aaron Schachter. This is The World. When you think of air travel, you probably think about the hassle, the lines, the ever-shrinking legroom. But at least you're likely flying on a plane that was made in the past decade or so. For people living in isolated jungle villages in Colombia, it's very different. They often fly on an American aircraft that first made its mark in World War II, the twin-engine Douglas DC-3. Reporter John Otis explains why.
In the cockpit of a DC-3, Captain John Acero and his co-pilot run through the pre-takeoff checklist. This DC-3 was built in 1944, and it shows. The compass is held in place with bungee cords. There's no autopilot. In case we go down, the survival kit includes a flare gun and a machete. Fortunately, our flight from the southern Colombian town of San Jose del Guaviare is smooth. Soon, we touch down in the jungle hamlet of Miraflores. It's a former cocaine boom town that was once controlled by Marxist guerrillas. As we exit the DC-3, its virtues become clear. The dirt airstrip at Miraflores is too short and bumpy for commercial aircraft, but the DC-3 has sturdy landing gear and balloon tires. Its slow speed allows it to put down on runways as short as 600 yards. Captain Acero has been flying DC-3s for 27 years with only a few mishaps. The tail of his plane was once hit by rebel gunfire, but he managed to bring her in safely.
Son aviones todoterreno. Son los tractores del aire.
These are all-terrain airplanes, the tractors of the skies, he tells me. It doesn't matter if the runway is full of mud or water. This plane is very trustworthy and maneuverable. In the 1930s and 40s, the Douglas Aircraft Company built about 16,000 DC-3s. Back then, their speed and range helped reduce the time of coast-to-coast air travel. They transported troops during World War II and supplies during the 1949 Berlin airlift. Since then, most have been mothballed, but about a dozen DC-3s provide a lifeline for remote Colombian villages. Out here, there are few roads. In the dry season, rivers are often unnavigable, so the DC-3 is the only practical way in and out. They haul people, groceries, livestock, even small vehicles. On this flight, our DC-3 is delivering 1,000 gallons of helicopter fuel to the Colombian Army in Miraflores. As troops transfer the gas to a storage tank, passengers for the return flight rest in the shade under the wings. One of them is Francisco Nieto, a Catholic bishop. He says this vintage aircraft makes people in forgotten outposts like Miraflores feel more connected to modern Colombia. These airplanes don't just deliver food and supplies, he says. More than anything, they deliver hope. The plane can carry 20 passengers, but there are no frills like seatback trays or toilets. Seatbelts are optional. With no barrier between the pilots and passengers, some wander up to the cockpit for a look. After we land, mechanics spot brake fluid leaking from the DC-3's left wheel and replace a faulty seal. These specialists are a big reason why these 70-year-old birds are still flying. But there are only a few mechanics left in Colombia familiar with the aircraft, and spare parts are getting harder to find. Once the last DC-3 is grounded here, Captain Acero predicts hard times for places like Miraflores. The day they stop flying, it will mean hunger and poverty for these people because no other plane will fly in here, Acero says. Nothing can replace the DC-3. For The World, I'm John Otis, Miraflores, Colombia.